Hi there. This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for January 2018. Last month, there were 3,600 single-family homes sold in the Bay State, a 0.8% decrease from January 2017. Meanwhile, there were a total of 1,444 condo sales, marking a 1.6% decline over the same period. However, the median price of both single-family homes and condos reached record highs for the month of January, with single-family homes reaching $350,000 and condos hitting $345,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. It's a beautiful day. It's happened to winter. It seems to have just sort of evaporated.
You know, it comes and goes. It's kind of cruel at this point. The pace of sales slowed last month. Do you think we can expect to see sales lagging behind 2017 numbers for the duration of 2018, or do you feel that the January lag was just a temporary setback?
Well, that's a good question. It's certainly true that single-family homes did slip a bit in January, but we have to keep it in perspective. It was not as much as they did in December. December home sales were down by 6.6%. And during 2017, sales slipped in 5 out of the 12 months. And the year finished with a decline of about 0.2%. So what we saw in January is nothing new. And if there are not more homes for sale or homes coming onto the market in the spring selling season, then this trend is certainly going to continue. Now, the gains in median price indicate that the market is strong. Consumers want to buy, but they can't find a home to purchase. Low inventory has been a problem for several years now. Unfortunately, new home building is not keeping up with demand.
Now, you mentioned the lack of inventory, and as prices across Massachusetts continue to see these significant gains month over month, what could this mean for the rent versus buy equation during the course of 2018?
Well, I think what we have to look at first is that the fact is that the median price is accelerating. In 2016, that's 2 years ago, we saw a gain for the whole year of 1.5%. But last year, it was up 5.5%. Now, in January, it was up 2%, so that's not quite as much as last year. But look at what we saw for the final year-end median price for 2017. For a single-family home, it was $365,000. For a condo, it was $347,500. Now, both of those are all-time records. And as long as we have low unemployment and rising wages, then I think we'll continue to see prices rise. So the demand is there, but the supply is not. People are willing to pay, but they just can't find enough homes to buy. Now, it's interesting to note that some firms that track rents are saying that rents are flattening or maybe even declining a bit, and that's in the greater Boston area. So it would not surprise me to see frustrated home buyers who've been looking and looking and looking for something to buy but not having any success, for them to begin to look at the rental market as an easier and perhaps cheaper alternative to actually owning a home.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thank you, everyone, for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for January 2018. If you would like more information about Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.